Blog Talk Radio.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. What's up with it? Attention sack artists. You trying to get your music played? R&B, jazz, hip-hop, and comedy. Spoken word as well. Send your MP3 tracks to DJ1Gone at yahoo.com. That's DJONEGONE at yahoo.com. Make sure you give a call to 347-205-9722 or log on to blogtalkradio.com.
Funky Get Down Session with DJ One Gon. DJ One Gon, the old school fool and funk master.
And that's funky.
Hey, stop it. Hey, it's the Wise Words of One Gon Show on Blog Talk Radio. And man, we got a good topic, a lot of discussion, and a lot of solutions to some of this stuff. You just got to listen in to find out what it's all about, right? We're going to put it all together. We're going to connect the dots tonight. It is Wise Words with One Gon Show on Blog Talk Radio, man. And, you know, One Gon just been watching how y'all been letting this stuff happen around here, right? And I ain't got nothing, you know, I ain't telling you how to do whatever you do, right? But some of y'all, man, y'all letting the okey-doke A lot of shit that we didn't got to put up with, we putting up with. I got to tell the truth, man. So can't sugarcoat it tonight, man. And I got a couple of friends that's going to be on it, and I'm getting you ready because they sure enough not going to sugarcoat it, right? And so it's time for us to be real, man. So I'm not going to even put you in the category of anything. Just listen tonight. Tonight's your night to really listen to Wise Words with One Gon. So there's some things we need to talk about as a people. And if you ain't as a people, that's okay. Because I know a lot of people say, man, I ain't with them. Hey, stop it, man. Hey, I ain't with them. But, yeah, we're going to talk about the American government, right, and how they're trying to give this money away to the Ukrainians and how they done brung them folks already. Man, there's a whole bunch of them out here already. They done crossed the Mexican border. Do your research. Do your research and see what's going on while you sleep. It's Wise Words One Go, and I'm going to play one more cut, and I'm going to get to the phone lines. I'm trying to wait on a few more people to call in. Hollered at everybody that's online. Just hold on one time because we really want to have a real discussion. Ain't no none of this watered down version, and you might hear some profanity. It ain't gonna be to disrupt your groove or your vibe, but it's just really to get into your mind. And sometimes that's the best way I can get there. You know, I gotta cuss your butt out. Let me get to some more music before I get to this topic. We talking about the American government, man.
Thank you. Hey, man, you got your fishing pole?
Got my fishing pole?
Yeah, man, we going fishing.
Man, I ain't going no fishing, man. I got this strap. These streets is hot.
Hey, man, you need to call Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence at 916-889-0105. Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. It's brought to you by Wise Words with One Gon' Show, and We Can Work It Out In. Hooked on Fishing and Not on Violence. It's taking the guns out of our kids' hands and putting a rod and reel in them. We are located at 2251 Florin Road in South Sacramento. That's Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. Join the crew and save a kid. You know how we do.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, so the Fish King himself is on the line from Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence, man. Hey, Big Brad, what's going on?
Hey, nothing. How you doing, bro?
Man, I'm good. I'm good. I know you probably was doing a million things right now, Big Bro, but you know, the topic that tonight is real serious, you know, and the work we do is, you know, combating some of the things that we are seeing in this world, especially in our neighborhood, right? And so I got a question for you, man. What's going on in the American government? So you have worked for the school district for over 20 years, right? Me, I ain't been working for nobody. So really, I ain't really got a longevity of complaint to say anything about. But you have worked a long time for the American government, paying taxes and whatnot, you know, and all that, right? And so I just want to ask you a couple of questions. One, what's happening with the president trying to give away $30 billion to the Ukrainian people to aid them again? So when he said it, what made me say something about this topic is he said, we need to give them another. And so if you listen to key words, another means they gave it to him before. And so I just want to know, because you work, you've been paying taxes. How do you feel about that, man?
Okay, first of all, I don't work for the government. I work for the school district. But, yes, I do pay my taxes. And I did hear him say that phrase to give them another some billions of dollars. And what went through my mind was, well, what happened to the black folks? How come we don't get no representation for what we went through? We don't get no compensation or nothing. But he wants to give the Ukrainians these billions of dollars. And they're not even in the United Nations. They're not even a part of it. So why is he giving away that money that he says that we don't have for nobody else, but we got it for them?
Again, that's my main point. Again. Damn. Hey, so watch this, Dennis. Hold on 1 second, man. I got somebody probably could answer that question. Murright.
Hello.
Hey, Murright, so look, check this out. Murright, you know what we're talking about, man.
This Gene for Real. My social monitor, Gene, I'm Gene for Real.
Okay, everybody checking what go tonight. First, Dennis talking about, first of all, I don't work for the government. I never did say you did. Now here you going, Gene for Real. You know what I call you, Murright. So, Murright, listen.
No, I want everybody else to know that my social moniker is Gene for Real, not you.
Okay, Gene for Real on here. Hey, man, yeah, that's right. That's right. Gene for Real on here. So, Gene for Real, man. There's a lot of money being given away, man, and I got a nonprofit, and I think you got one too, man, and they ain't gave me nothing. I had to work and show and prove to get whatever they did give me, but these people ain't did nothing, and they finna get a lot of loot. I just need to know from my people who I admire and look up to, I want to know what y'all think, man, on the Wise Words of One Gon' Show.
I'm going to tell you what Gene for Real thinks. First of all, I think it's a kick in the face to me on two fronts. First, as a black American and a native, a descendant native, it's a kick in the face when they take any governmental money and go assist any nation, including Africa, Israel, and any one of them. And because they ain't took care of us here on the front over here. That's my first take on it. And also to go along with that, I'm starting to feel funny on the inside because they're getting it to where they're socially where we can't even speak how we feel or even how we feel we've been done, you know, in our communities. They're getting so we're being censored where you can't even say or accuse nobody of doing something wrong. You know, you'll be anti-something. Like in a minute,
right.
In a
if
minute,
calling a,
you're going to be anti.
For calling
you're
a dime,
anti-something.
Right. Yeah.
Anytime
I'm
black,
they're right
so, and then they're trying to get rid of. They want to get rid of the teaching of the black history. And I told everybody, I said, see, when they accomplish that, 40, 50 years from now, people will be laughing at the black people saying, well, why are you guys on the bottom of this? And why are you guys like this? Because the history will be gone on that we invented and all what we went through and how everybody else had a 250-year head start on modern civilization, and we didn't.
Right.
See?
Right.
So that's just one of the fronts of it. But I don't believe in no. I don't believe in the government sponsoring no other country.
Hold on, okay. My caller just slid out for a minute. Hey, look, I'm going to answer a few calls, and, man, we'll get right back to you in a few minutes. But you know what? I got some real people on here. Don't go nowhere. Watch this here.
What's the biggest issue in America right now? The most divisive issue in America right now is affirmative action. Now, a lot of people think affirmative action got a lot to do with the 60s and the back of the bus and separate lunch counters. No. When you see footage of the 60s and see black people, see us getting sprayed down and hosed down and dogs getting sicked on us and little girls getting burnt up in churches, that's just white people being nice. Nicer than they was in the 50s, 40s, and 30s. Shit, this black people that died in the 30s that was looking down from heaven in the 60s going, man, them niggas got it good.
Yeah, I started to put some funk in your trunk, man, but I had to get to this phone line. You know, I had a couple people drop off. You know, they got other things to do. They want to talk first, but, hey, we in rotation. When you get on here, you get on here, man. I told you we ain't going to sugarcoat nothing, y'all. Anyway, we talking about how they about to give that money away, right? And do your research. You'll find out that Joe Biden said it not just the one time I heard it, but a bunch of other times, and now he's been assigned for that 30 bill. So another 30 bill. And so, like I said, man, I'm trying to do the best thing I can in my community. They should be giving us some money to really stop all this. You know how many murders we've had in the last 3 months? 20. They just made 20. They just killed a guy down not too far from my house, just not too long ago. They taking lives like it ain't nothing. But we're going to talk about that on another note. Right now, we're talking about how they're giving that money away. They're giving it away, and they ain't giving it to us. So how are we supposed to react to that? Or do we react to that is my question, because I don't see nobody marching in the streets about that. Let Pookie get shot by the police, and Pookie was in the wrong. And y'all going to march until your feet bleed. I ain't never been to a march, and not like that, not on them behalves, because I know that's only for a week or two. That movement right there ain't got no follow-up, and so the blind leading the blind, you bet not try it. Anyway, it's the wise words of one guy. I'm going to go back to the phone line. Hey, D, I ain't trying to do all the talking, big bro. I'm not trying to do all the talking. But tonight I had to call a couple of my people and tell them, hey, man, we got a live topic. We worldwide tonight, and I need more than just me and a few others to talk about it. I need all my people I believe in to tell me, am I wrong for thinking that black folks need to get a reparation or a debt owed to us? I'll put it that way, a debt owed to us. Don't you think we should get first dibs at $30 billion? D?
We should have got more than that years ago. But the problem is that we don't have the right people in Congress to represent us. So we need to write our congressman and let them know how we feel. And we need to elect people in Congress that are for us and not against us, that will help us. We haven't been doing that. Like this last vote that went through, a lot of people didn't vote. But that's a very important time to vote. Because you're electing our congressmen. Those are the people that are supposed to help us. And they're worried about Georgia, you know, What about California? We got elect. We got people that we're trying to elect too. What are they stand for? What do they stand for? We got to find out what they stand for and know what we're voting for.
Yeah. You know what I think about the vote? I didn't vote this time. This is the first time I ain't voted. Listen, I'm going to be honest. I told you I ain't sugarcoating nothing, and you got to know the real when I spill it, right? And so I didn't vote this time. I was kind of mad because just the day before voting, that's when the man said they're going to give another $30 billion. And I looked at my wife, and I said, what is wrong with us? We allowing, he just said, another to these people, man, and I'm working hard. I work 1,000 jobs. I wear many hats, trying to just make ends meet, man. And I'm doing it honestly, and I can't see my tax dollar. I work for somebody, so I got taxes coming out. I'm paying property tax. I'm paying this tax. I'm paying registration $300 on one truck, $280 on this. Come on, man. I'm paying out my ass, man. I can't. I don't want to see that happen. And I just didn't want to be on this radio show saying it like so everybody, oh, well, Daisy, you know, that's his show. He's going to be saying with. No, it's the truth. I know y'all, the black leadership now hides the truth from the American black man, the black leadership. They hide it from us. They get dollars to hide everything from us. We ain't at no table. We ain't got no axe. When you said let's vote for Congress, well, we voting. We can't vote for nobody that's for us because ain't nobody for us. We not for us. So if you got a people that don't have a good axe for what they want before they give a vote, then, man, I'm going to walk over them. I'm going over here and mess with Jose because they got an axe. The Mexicans been axing for a long time, and they've been getting it.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm kind of fed up with it, man. I'm fed up with, you know, not getting our fair share. Our kids need programs. If we can get some of that money, man, I know programs that'll work. I see kids, you and I both. We both see kids, and we know that they need special attention right now. Sometimes it's because they don't have a father in the house. Sometimes it's just because they wasn't raised right. They can have a father and a mother in there. They just wasn't raised right. They wasn't like my partner on the other end say, they wasn't raised white.
Yeah. They were raised black.
Yeah.
They don't have a father at home because they're arresting them for stuff they haven't done or they're murdering them. And that leaves a father out of the house.
Well,
that's why kids are being raised by fathers. Because their fathers are in jail. Go ahead, sir.
All right, your mic is open, too. I just opened your mic up with ours.
Okay, this is Gene for real. Well, I'm not too much against the police like a lot of the other the blacks are. I think we need more police. But we need better trained police because if we didn't have these police, believe me, you wouldn't be able to come out your house. And it's not the white man, it's not the Mexican man, that's not the reason you can't come out your house. The reason you can't go to the bowling alley, to the ping pong alley, the high school football, baseball, basketball, soccer, swimming, track, a professional sport, out to the bar to have a drink, take your family out to the park, is because the blacks think it's the OK Corral everywhere they go to pull out their guns and start shooting at each other. Now that's the white man ain't got nothing to do with that. See, y'all been crying and playing so much, they easing up the laws in California now, letting these maniacs out sooner now, and lessen the law, letting them. Now they got used. If you kill somebody before you're 18, you get out when you're 25. So to me, that's incentive to kill more. See, to commit more crime. You know, but the problem is deep, and it's not going to be solved without two or three generations, because that's what it took when they went backwards. When that cocaine came in, we went backwards. We came a long way.
Uh-huh.
When that cocaine came, it knocked the mom and daddy. What no more your kids going to college, and mom and daddy, you got whooped if you stayed out all night. You had to be home when the street lights came out. All that went out the door. It wasn't just a white man you couldn't whoop the kids. That cocaine. You know what I'm saying? And the blacks, and I don't believe just because they went and got a truckload of it and dropped it off in L.A. that the black man was supposed to gobble it up and give it all to his people, and they're supposed to take it and only want to go crazy behind it. They bear some fault in that, the blacks do, but the white man do. But you can't blame that more on him than you, and you sucking it all up. See, so the blacks have to take account for their own self. Every time we get a group of blacks together, we start talking, and you start pointing out things that we do wrong as a group that we need to change. The first thing a black will jump with her, well, they do that too. The white men, they do that too. And I tell them, well, look, we're not talking about them. We're talking about what we do as a group. See? They're always trying to find a way to get out of addressing the issue. And then they got this one. Well, I'm going to let Jesus handle it. Well, I'm going to let Jesus handle it. You see? And that's not handling it. You know, that's not handling it. We did let Jesus handle on Sunday, that kind of stuff. But we, through 250 years, we know that we can't let Jesus handle that part of can't let him handle that part of the reign. Not me, anyway. You see what I'm saying? And so it's a lot our own fault. And it's been proven. You can look at all these people that made a lot of money. It's been proven that a black can make it. You can go to junior college free with a C average and get into a university or a state college all over. You can be so. Or if you're naturally born faster than a speeding bullet and can jump higher than a building in a single bound, you're going to be rich because you're going to get paid from society if you act right to a degree, which opens up another can of worms about how we have to act all of a sudden. Now, everything that the blacks have got into, we let the other side set new standards. The standards that was there when they were in charge, if we weren't involved, we let them change the standards so it almost puts us back on the bottom again. Case in point, football. You can't dance in the end zone no more. You can't slam there. Everything that the blacks did, you can't do no more. I'm going here and there, but I'm going to say one more thing. I'm going to get out of this. And the main thing is the rich blacks need to tell all the other blacks out in the open why they can't come to our rescue and why they can't say nothing, even though they are influential. Why they can't say anything, and why the smart ones won't, because they're going to lose everything they got, and they know this, you know. But somebody else can take over, man. I think we need to address our own self first before we even ask for that money one gone, because there's going to be a mutiny on the bounty about that money. We need to have some organized on what we're going to do when we get out. We need to be since this reparation has been on the table a lot here lately. The blacks need to start organizing some committees and stuff and find out what we going to do when we get granted this money. Because at one time they were talking about letting the preachers have it. And Jesse Jackson, they was all for that. And I was like, whoa now. Don't give my money to nobody. Don't give my money to nobody else. Don't give my great-granddaddy's money to nobody, to the preacher man. And no other man either, though. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to let somebody else take over because I'm doing all the talking.
So watch
I'll
this.
Be right if I do
G
all
for
the talking.
Real. Yeah, don't worry about it. You're good right now, G, for real. Thank you for really pointing some things out. Now, I'm going to put everybody on mute, and we're going to say a few words, and then we're going to play one song, and then I got to get some more people on as well. But watch this, y'all. I appreciate my big brother calling in because, we fish, so we heal together. We heal together because we stay real together. And then I got my best friend. Now, this dude right here is more solid than the word solid, right? You know, if you go off merit and you go off honesty, I think he got them words beat. That's how real he is, you know. He never cheat. I never seen him cheat nobody. If he have, boy, I'd be embarrassed to know that, right, because he's just that sharp of a guy, Gene, for real, right? So I just want to say to you guys, we got a couple of more topics tonight, and I'm going to ask them, and they're just as deep as that one right there. I just wanted to tap into a few people to see what do the American people, and not only just the American people, but my people that I believe in, what do they think about this $30 billion going to the Ukrainian? And then, like Gene for real said, I could say that, you know, we're not ready for no money because, you know, I didn't see it proved by one of these football players since we was talking football. They get a big old check and they broke, right, because they ain't learned how to spend the money
or don't know what, you know, to invest in or how to grow money or save money, none of that, right? And so if you do give us that money, you know how we do. We like to bling, bling. Oh, you got that? I'm going to get this. Or you got that? I'm going to get that. He going to get that. We going to get that. You know, it's a fad. There's a trend, and everybody buying dumb stuff, right? And it goes quick. And I can tell you how I know, because they got that EDD money. Oops, my mic is on. We're going to keep this thing moving. I just told you a little something, but we got some more to talk about. You heard?
Chump Rock jumps up on the scene with a lean and a pocket full of green. The green doesn't symbolize I made it on the top, but RoboCop last year was a shock. The tone of the Popeye cut shook your butt. Kids are screaming, the media says, what kind of music is this for you to dance to? The man with the plan and the band demands you. Leave the smack and the crack for the whack, throw the ball and the knock, keep a smile like that. Leave the knife and the gun in the store and ignore temptation sent by the nation. Racial game cause it's pain, he's a new rep. In your heart and mind, never forget to set. Hawkins, and when you're walking, you know just one. Black on black, remember that, it's important. Anyway, the shunless one brings forth the fun. No hatred, the summer's almost done. No time for sleep, jump in your Jeep and pump up the funky beat. A holy beaver goes off, yo, smash it, then trash it. You're too young to be plumped in a casket. Just get your boys and bring the noise and just swing it. Your party people, swing it. Can he come out and slam a jam? I'm his number one fan, yes I am. All these kids realize that I'm the man. 6'3" and maybe a quarter of an inch bigger than last year, but still a unique figure. Rob Stringer, Doc, no dinky and hot dog. Know that I'm a man that was born to have a mic on. Next to me at all times, ready to kick a rhyme. That'll keep me out of financial bind. That's why when it comes to fans, I'm never mean. Kids on St. James between Gates and Green. Always says hello, cause I'm a modest fellow. Never try to play a superstar that's mellow. Cause if these kids don't go buy a record, we'll be has-beens. Let's make it, so we owe them to pull out your pen, sign an autograph, you might make a new friend. So just get your boys to bring the noise and just swing it. Now party people in the house, sing it. Chub Rock jumps up on the scene with a lean and a hardcore dream. The dream wasn't crafted to be pornographic. Decency started from the crib plus kids. Don't need to hear all of that on a rap. The strength of my vibe placed Chubs on the map. Cause authority, seniority goes forth me. My staff gives autograph plus gives enough blast. Reap my might, heed my sight. I definitely lead you right, just treat me right. Peace.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. What's up with it? Attention sack artists. You trying to get your music played? R&B, jazz, hip-hop, and comedy. Spoken word as well. Send your MP3 tracks to DJ1Gone at yahoo.com. That's DJONEGONE at yahoo.com. Make sure you give a call to 347-205-9722 or log on to blogtalkradio.com.
to the Wise Words of One Gone Show on Blog Talk Radio. And, man, it is 38 after the hour. I could say 7 o'clock, but my mama listening, and it's 10:30, 8 down there, so in Atlanta. So it's 38 after the hour. How about that? Anyway, I told you I had Gene For Real on here. Gene For Real just answered the question, and then he took me on one. He said that we wasn't ready for the reparation money. And, Gene For Real, you stand by that, right?
Yes, but I want to clear something up, though. I don't want to get the wrong understanding. I'm not saying don't give it up right now. I'm saying if you give it to us now, let's put it in trust so we can find out an equitable, fair way that we're going to distribute each individual to get their proper amount. You follow what I'm saying? So I don't want nobody to get nothing straight up and say, oh, he's crazy. Talk about we don't need. No, let's get it now to him, put it in trust. But I don't want nobody else to handle mine. Jesse Jackson and the church and the brotherly or nobody else to dish out what my part, in which I feel that we're all entitled to at least $14 million each.
Right.
Yeah.
They're giving away $30 million to the Ukrainians. I know they should have that much for us, and that'll make it look right.
We're all talking $14 million.
Right.
Each. You know,
each.
You trace it back to your heritage, back to your great grandpa and all the work that your grandma and grandpa and your uncles and cousins all did back down to you. That's at least $14 million is a drop in the bucket.
Thank you. I'm going to go to the next caller. Now, Dennis, what do you say about that there? Because I know you said reparations and you don't want them to give nobody nothing but us first. So what'd you say about that?
Well, I think that we deserve our reparations. Now, I don't know the exact amount, but we do deserve a large amount of it. And if they're going to keep giving other countries money because they're saying that they don't have money for us, well, why are we paying our taxes? Well, I don't want to pay my taxes to give it away to other countries.
Right.
I want money.
Donald Trump ain't. Donald ain't paying no taxes. He said, come get me. I love Donald, though. Donald showed me some game. Oops, my mic on. Go ahead, D.
I'm just saying, though, just don't give our money away to other countries. When you take care of home first, you got enough problems here at home that you ain't settling that you need to settle.
Come on,
and
all right. So look, check this out. Didn't even cut you off. New to the line is Johnny, Uncle Johnny's transitional home. See, I'm gonna speak it in the air because I know I care, and it's gonna happen just like that. Uncle Johnny, what's going on?
That's right. Oh, everything's good, man. It's an honor to be listening to you, brother.
Yes, sir. So watch this. Watch this, Uncle Johnny, man. Uncle Johnny, you know, me and you, we've been in the streets. We done a whole lot, and we done got right with God, and we done got right with ourselves, our family, our community, and we done start walking upright and doing right, right?
That's right. That's right.
And so I don't think it's fair for me to made all these changes. I made them for myself now. Don't get it twisted. And then only by the grace of God I was able to make them changes, right? So let's make that clear. But I also know that I wasn't given a fair chance when I was coming out the womb. Already as black as I am, I'm dark. I didn't get a fair shake. My own people talked about me. The white men talked about me. Well, I'm talking about young, back in the 60s, 70s, 80s. Well, the 80s, it kind of flipped the script. But the 60s and the 70s, because I got raised a little bit in the South, and I seen real racism, right? Right there in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, right? And so my question to you, Uncle Johnny, what in the world is we gonna do about them giving these people this $30 billion again? Because he said we got to give it to them again.
Hmm.
How do you feel?
Yeah. Well, man, I'm pretty upset about it, man. You know, I look back. You know, I'm the youngest of 7 kids, man. I mean, by the time I was 5 years old, I had 6 nieces and nephews running behind me. You know, so I know, and we grew up and watched, man. I know what's coming up, you know, coming up hard. I know what that's about, you know. And my brothers had taught me a lot of stuff. They talked about a lot of stuff. And they talked about how we was enslaved all these years. You know what I mean? How we built this country. I thought my brother was lying when he told me that the black man built the White House. I'm like, quit lying. You know what I mean? But as I grew up older and got up on our history, I realized that we've done so many things, man. We made this country what it is today. I mean, when the Jews got dogged out, they paid them. You know, this country paid them. You know, what really frustrates me, to tell you the God's truth, is that all of South America and Mexico is connected to the United States, all down there, you know. But when Europe got bombed, everybody went over there. Everybody went over there and built Europe back up. Well, we got starving people that's right down in the neighborhood. You used to walk to Mexico. You know what I'm saying? And those people were starving, but we ain't taking care of none of them. You know, and now all of them that's coming this way, they call them illegal aliens and this and that. You know, it's a whole lot, man. You know, and it's a whole lot that we have to do. You know, I'm kind of upset with myself, to tell you the truth, brother. You know, I woke up late, but thank God I woke up, you know. And, you know, sir. Like I tell a lot of young brothers right now that's growing up in the hood, that I apologize that I didn't stay in the neighborhood and help raise them right when I saw them doing wrong, you know. But we here now, you know, and, you know, we come from that cloth, Tim, you know. And what's so cold about it, when a brother has committed so many crimes and everything, but through the grace of God, because, see, my mama said, I'm praying for you, son. No matter how many times I was incarcerated, she said, I'm praying for you, baby. It's going to be all right. And now I see what mama was praying about, because I'm still here, man. You know?
Come on.
You know, just last week, I had an opportunity to get a job. You know, it was part-time, but it was $50 an hour. And I'm like, oh, yes, you know, I can do that on the side with my other job, $50 an hour. And because of my background, which I haven't had handcuffs on me in over 22 years, but because of my past, man, you know, I could not get that job. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, I'd have helped guys that's doing life. They call them LWAPs. That means, you know, life without the possibility of parole. I've written letters to the board and helped them get a release date. You know, because I'm a retired substance abuse counselor. And, you know, with the Lord's blessing, man, we're going to open up Uncle Johnny's transitional home here in Sacramento and help everybody coming up that needs some help. Just don't come with no bull, because we already got game. We already know what time it is, man, so we're coming with the real, you know. And I'm gonna tell you, Tim, I'm just grateful, man. You know, I pray to God, man, if we get some reparation, man, we need it. You know, it's owed to us. They ain't doing us no favors. They ain't doing us no favors, man. I look back, man, and my grandfather was born in 1883. So my great-grandparents had to be slaves.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in 1883, man. I went back to Louisiana last year and got his obituary and all that stuff, you know?
Right.
Said, we help do this stuff, man. We help do this.
You know, so watch this, Johnny.
Yeah.
So watch this, Johnny. Just about everybody out here got some parts of Louisiana in them. Hold on a minute, Johnny. Hey, that's Uncle Johnny for Uncle Johnny's Transitional Housing right here on the Wise Words of One Gone Show. I'm going to get right back to y'all, man. I got an important thing to do, and that's called use the restroom. We'll take this break. Y'all do the same.
Hey, yeah, man. I thank y'all for ear hustling with me on the Wise Words of One Gun Show. You could be ear hustling anywhere, but you're right here on the Wise Words of One Gun Show.
Yeah.
People, my people, what it do? You are on the Wise Words One Gone Show, man. That was a little bit of my people's Bill Summers at the concert, man. You know, I get funky with it over here, so don't get mad. Get glad, because we're going to do what we do. Anyway, man, so we was talking about that money. And, you know, sometimes people say, oh, y'all just talk about money. Oh, y'all just talk. Yeah. We trying to get it, too. We just talking about it. We being about it. But anyway, so been talking about money and how people losing money and how Kanye West lost them deals with different entities. He lost, you know, he was a billionaire. They done knocked him down to about $400 million is what he's worth right now, net worth. And so he's not the billionaire he used to be. But he still got his own money, see. One thing I know and two things for sure, I'd rather have clean money than that, you know, sell my soul. That's like Cat Williams. You remember Cat Williams, the jokester? Yeah, Cat Williams was telling the truth, and they made Cat Williams crazy, you know, because Cat was coming out the bag with it, right? And so he was talking about the Illuminati. He was talking about they out to get him, and they was. You know, they thought he poisoned his mind. He's still back. He back. But the same thing about Kanye. They saying he crazy. But he crazy because he stood up to the powers to be about this money that's owed to us. That's what he was talking about when he was talking about them Jews. And see, a lot of people got mad, and, you know, they had Shaq and Barkley. Man, hey, I ain't going to lie, man. I want to kick Shaq in his – okay, my mic's on, so. But I'm saying, for real, man. Come on, man. So let me tell you something before I go back to this phone line. One thing I know and two things for sure. One thing I know and two things for sure is that we are our own medicine. If we ever going to heal, we're going to have to heal from each other because we are our first problem. We are our only big problem. We get in each other's way. We don't get in the way. Or, you know, it's either this or that. But whatever it is, we ain't on point with it. Just put it that way. It's too many divisions. And I can tell you, religion is a division for us. You know, it divided the Muslims from the Baptists and the Baptists from Protestants. I'm just saying. We're going to keep it one thou wow on here. And so not only that, now we went through the 60s where they put the black man out. We went through the 80s where they cracked and took the mama out. Now in the 2000s, we taking out the kids. So we faced up against a big old army, and it's more than just a warfare. It's a spiritual warfare because it gets into your spirit, man, and this is what we come up with right here. But I ain't going to do all the tongue wrestling tonight. I got my family on here. And so, Gene for real, I just want to say to you, Gene for real, you have a show coming up. You want to talk about your show coming up, Gene for real?
Well, we can't speak briefly on it. It's going to be coming out. It's probably about another 3 or 4 weeks before I come out with my Gene for Real blog talk. You know, I'm just going to be talking about real events in America that goes on in everyday life. Mostly things that affects people that look like me. That's what more so I'm concerned about. I'm not concerned about everybody else. I mean, I am, but not on the level I'm concerned about my own self. You know, that's the wrong. That's, you know, I'm you know, black people. You know, I remember. Well, I don't know. I should tell you what happened on the radio, but every, you know, to me, it seems like every time the black people get a podium, we're like, we're gonna go to the front. Oh, well, skip it then. I'm going to talk about the radio station. Look, every time the black people get a podium to speak from, we find like we give it a chance. The first thing the black man started doing is talking about the brown man and the yellow man. And not be, you know, I'm from the brown man. I've never heard nobody say, and the black man with them. And the first thing they do, they want to, black people think they got to appease everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's so messed up. Even though we're so messed up with so many different angles, but they think they got to appease everybody. Case in point, 97.5. I called up there about 3 years ago, and it was Jay King's hour time. And I called in, and I said to Jay, I said, am I on the air? He said, yeah. I said, can I speak? He said, yeah, go and speak. I said, man, why every time the black man get a podium to speak from, he go to talking about the brown man? Bam! He hung the phone up on me.
That's Jay.
And then I had Jay King. And then we were riding up down to the cut down that country road. And my friend called back about 5 minutes later, and with a different phone number, he says, I'd like to, am I on the air? Yeah, go and speak. He said, well, yeah, I'm calling about that guy called earlier. Yeah, I like what he said. When he said, bam, he hung the phone up on me. And then after that, you know, me and Jay had a little falling out about a business ordeal thing we had going on, and I was trying to get going on. And I got a chance to tell him about himself, and his reply to me was, "And I ain't gonna stand behind none of that stuff." You understand me? Yeah. So he made it clear to me out of his mouth that he don't believe in that black stuff. He believe in black and yellow, brown and white, and all this that and other. And I believe a lot of blacks do that. But I don't want to get off the topic. I want to say this one thing when you brought up about Shaq and them. See, this is an important thing, and this has to do with Trump too. When you meant about Trump, it's all encumbered together. Look. Right now, I'm a poll man, right? One gun, everybody out here, I'm a poll man. So right now, I can't stand Trump. See, because he wants the poll man, in his ideology, the poll man pay the taxes, and the rich man don't pay no tax. See, but I'm poll right now, so I'm anti-Trump. But now when I get rich like Shaq and Michael Jordan and Jay-Z and Puff Daddy, and all them, I got to go with Trump. Because that means I get to keep between $20 to $50 million a year in my pocket with his tax plan versus giving it with the other plan. I have to, me being at, I didn't reach that level, I have to give away $20 to $60 million every year. So I got to go Trump. So everybody should know, everybody should understand the dynamics involved with wealth. I ain't talking about money. I'm talking about wealth, like what them brothers have built. They can't afford to say. I mean, they can say something, but now you just see what happened to Kanye. You know, you just see what happened to Kanye. You know, and Shaq with his big old butt, and then played it at his movie theater, and gonna sit up. And Kanye didn't do nothing but just posted a book cover, the advertisement cover. He didn't do anything wrong. You know, but now that you say anything about a Jewish person, though, anti-Semitic, if you tell a Jew that he stepped on your shoes and then excuse me, you anti-Semitic. That's what it is from my end.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Gene for Real show will be coming in 3 weeks, so stay tuned. I'll be having more information about Gene for Real in this show. I think that's going to be a wonderful show. Need you all to tune in. Anyway, I'm going to go back down to my big bruh, D. D!
Yeah, yeah.
Man, it's always a pleasure to have you around me, man. And most of the time we be fishing, you know. We don't do stuff like this, so it was a pleasure to have you call in and talk about the situations that we are facing. But, man, them fish, they stayed active for a long time, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
And we got to get back on again still while they're still active.
You're right about that.
It's time to switch up, though, and I'm ready.
So watch this, Johnny. Johnny, is Johnny still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I was going to say, I was going to tell the people about the expungement that because of you, my aunt, and about five other people, they kept getting at me about the expungement. And the day you hit me, I said, you know what, I'm going to have to make this happen. So I called the organization that was doing clinics,
but they said they no longer did it. So I said, well, how did y'all get hooked up with it? And so they gave me the information. And so I called the people, and they said they heard about me and be glad to come do a clinic with me. I said, well, come on. Look at God, somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's just how that happened.
Okay.
And
all
so
right.
It will be the 10th of December. We'll be at Fruit Ridge Collaborative in our classroom doing an expungement clinic. I am hosting Hooked on Fish, Not Me. Hooked on Fish and Not on Violence is hosting a expungement clinic. Ain't God good? I got a lot of people that need expungement.
Yeah.
And I got the people coming to put the work in. They got the lawyers coming. They got the people that's going to type in. They got a whole crew coming in to do an expungement clinic. And it's free. It's free to everybody, man. And everybody that come in is free to get that done. And they was looking for somebody to do this because, like I said, the organization I kept telling people I was going to get the number to, I called them today and they ain't even doing it no more. But they give me the information and we doing it now, man. We doing it. We just hosting it. They going to do the work. I'm just opening the door where they can do it at. You feel me?
All right. Praise God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And there's a couple people that need that done, man. I got a couple people that's listening right now that need it done, and they ain't even, they said they don't want to talk. They just want to listen, and they don't got no radio, so they had to call in just to listen on that. You know, they don't want to talk. They just want to listen. So to my listeners that done called in, thank y'all, man, because y'all could be ear hustling anywhere else. And that's what I meant when I said that earlier. You could be anywhere on your phone, but you called in this show, and I appreciate you. Anyway, Uncle Johnny, so Trump's saying he's going to run for president. How do you feel about that? I mean, let me just switch gears right quick because I need to find out how people are feeling about Trump running for president.
Well, man, that's, to me, is sick, you know, and to me, he's just a very sick person. Before he ran for president the last time, already knew that Donald Trump was a sick person, already knew he was a racist from way back, you know, and I don't care. He gets a few black people on his team, and those are them token people. You know, when he's up there campaigning, if you look behind him, you got a section where there's about five or six black people. That's on purpose. You know what I mean? I don't know why these other people are so scared of him. I wish they'd get rid of him, man, so we can go ahead and move this country. You know, he brought all the racism out. He made the white boys jump up and come up with all their racial policies and stuff. That stuff was, we knew they were there, but that stuff was low. They kept it low key. Now they all love talking, you know. Oh, man, it's crazy, brother. It's crazy. You know, it's so crazy that I thought about it the other day. My two children, I got a daughter and a granddaughter, and they're both adults. And I gotta make sure that they get some weapons. They get some legal weapons. They ain't got no cases or nothing. They need to go to the fire range and learn how to shoot. You know, just like all these other people are doing their family. My kids, I can't get no gun or nothing. I don't need one. I'm an ex-felon. I don't care. But my family, come on, man. We got to wake up to this Trump stuff, man. You know, I don't care what anybody say, man. This stuff been going on for years, man. And now Trump, you know, he stand up there and tell you when he tell the white boys to stand post and be ready. All this shit, attack the White House. Come on, man. I can't see him. I can't see him being anybody's president. He never was mine, even though he was here for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
man.
Watch this, man. So watch this, Uncle Johnny. You know everybody got their own opinion because that's what we do. We got our own opinion like everybody got a – they used to say old butthole, right? Everybody got one, right? And so I like your opinion. I like your opinion, but I beg to differ too, right? Hey, that's what this show's about, man, to have fun with it, right? So watch this, man. I'm going to tell y'all something, man. You can get mad at me, but I'm going to love you just the same, man, because I tell you, I ain't finna hold no punches, right? But when Donald Trump was president, he stopped one girl from doing nothing. Matter of fact, Donald Trump was the reason why I was able to do some things that I had never been able to do before, right? And I'm just going to be honest with you. And it's all legal, before that, I wasn't even doing a lot of legal stuff. Just going to be honest with you. I hadn't made that full change for myself, right? And so I was still on the fence, right? Because I had to get a few more dollars because they wasn't giving it to me. And so I worked 2-3 jobs, but it ain't giving me, you know how much rent and all that and all your bills cost, and you go to work all day, 8 hours, 12 hours, and you come and you got to get that whole check away. You know how that makes me feel? Like hustling. Because I don't like, that's robbing me. I'm working just to pay bills, and I'm working them good jobs. So this is what happened. I'm going to open y'all phone line up in a minute, but when Trump was in, man, I finally got a job. I really got a job paying good money, right? I didn't let all of my businesses go. I had businesses. And you know, when you waiting on your folks to support you in business, you could fold, right? And so before I folded, I went on and got out of it, right? And so just to make a long story short, when Obama was in office, and he was in office for 2 terms, man, I lost my home. I don't got nothing else to say. Gene, for real, you there?
Yep.
Gene, for real, man. I'm just talking about Trump right now. Open the phone line to see what you think about old Donald J.
Well, see, like I said, I elaborate what I said earlier. If I was to ever get to the level of wealth of Kanye and Shaq and Michael Jordan, I'm going to have to go with Trump because he's for the rich not paying no taxes, right? But as of right now, since his divisive moves and racist he is, I didn't win from Shaq during his – I mean, I didn't win from Trump in life. Economically, any kind of way, when he was in office, more than I did when Obama, air one of them. You follow what I'm saying? As far as me personally, you know what I'm saying? They basically didn't have no overall bearing on me. But maybe I guess as a whole, as the black people, when you look at education and advancement and economics and all that, maybe so. But me personally, I wasn't really affected. You follow what I'm saying? But I'm not the norm or the average either, though. So not kind of. Bought my wings, but I'm still ain't nothing big. But fact still remains, I wasn't affected by it, and I think that I think Obama did a hell of a job. You know what I'm saying? And handed Donald when Donald Trump got the job, when he got the job, he got handed something and it was immaculate. The reason Obama couldn't do more is, like, you know, I really didn't understand how a lot of the politics went at that time. I still don't now, but I realize now that Obama couldn't do anything if he wanted to, because everything they tried to do, they voted down. Even though he wasn't gonna give us nothing, because he said when he ran, if you vote on color, then stay home. He said that now. So and then plus I tell everybody, Obama ain't one of us anyway. All the people in America who was rushing to vote for Obama, he's not one of us. He's a white man and an African. A first generation, not even a generation African. He was just, his dad was just over here going to college and ran back to the African jungle. You see what I'm saying? And he had a European mama. And so Obama ain't what we was are. He ain't been through what we've been through. He ain't just like Kamala Harris. She's not one of us. She's Jamaican and Indian. Dot. Not feather. So that's why she was so staunch and so tough on the laws when in California. You know what I'm saying? When the laws were illegally put together to warp the growth of the black community. You know, she was staunch on it, and because she's not one of us. But all the blacks jumped on it
Jamaican. My brothers have Jamaican. I've been to Jamaica. I've met plenty of Jamaicans in Chicago and New York. Now, you ask them what they are. They're not going to say black. They're going to say Jamaican. Go anywhere in the Caribbean. I said they be black and hair nappy. You can't comb it with lie. And they going to say that they black. They're not black. They're going to say either I'm Jamaican, I'm Bohemian, what's that other place over? I'm Dominican, I'm Haitian. They're not going to say black. I'm telling you, they're not going to say it. And so I take them for their word. Kamala ain't one of us. She proved it by how when she got to that position in California where she could have helped retard some of them laws, she went with them and dug in deep. You know what I'm saying? On marijuana, the biggest harm the black community, the biggest thing ever was marijuana, because the white man labeled it gateway, which you never hear him talk about in the media anymore, gateway. It used to be a gateway drug. So many professional football, baseball, basketball players lost their careers over a positive weed test. So many kids didn't get their college scholarships over having positive weed tests or getting caught with a joint back in the 70s and 80s and 60s. You understand me? And now they turn around and lock, how many being locked? They still locked up in Angola and back south over weed. You know, still some of them been locked up 20 and 30 years, and then you go 2,000 miles from there, the white man's got a $1 billion industry. See? And you, how many times anybody heard them? Ask them, anybody heard them, the media talk about gateway? It used to be gateway to you. If you smoked weed, you was going to be a rapist, a murderer, a robber, a stick-up man, everything negative. That's why they wanted to be so harsh on marijuana, on the black people, because it was going to lead you going to prison and raping and doing all this stuff. And now it's been turned out it's America's number one crash crop. So you see why that we don't have no faith in the government just from that just one simple issue right there. One gun.
Right. And so, man, my people is on here, man, dropping science, man. If you want to call in, you can call in at 515-605-9861. That's 515-605-9861. That's for my internet friends that I didn't send internet. You're listening from your internet, maybe on Facebook, and you open the link and listen. I want you guys to know that this is recorded. Go to my Facebook page, and I have tonight's topic on there, and you just save it to yourself. You can listen at yourself talk all day. Anyway, y'all know how I do it, man. I don't be playing with this thing, man. I keep it real because I am real. It is the Wise Words of One Gun Show on Blog Talk Radio, and we are just talking about certain things that are happening in our face and to us, and we're not calling it out. And I think as a people, we need to start calling things out. We need to start marching on the steps of the state capitol. We need to, if we can't get 1 million black men, we need to get 1,000, at least 100,000 black men, and just walk up on there and say what we want, all in one unison word. Say what we want and make some stuff. And then if that don't happen that week, go to next week. And if it don't happen that week, get you a couple more and go. And they're going to listen. But we ain't never pushed the pen. We ain't asked for nothing. These folks getting y'all's vote, y'all thinking y'all getting the right people in office. But they get in office like Joe Biden and them. Everybody's talking about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, right? Yeah, vote them in. You don't even see Kamala, no. What she doing? Huh? You know, the vice president, they normally show her flying to different countries talking about different issues. And I ain't seen no... Like Pence. Pence was on a flight going everywhere, and they showed that. I ain't seen Kamala. That maybe I don't watch enough news or something, but I don't. Anyway, to my listeners out there, I love y'all. I want you to love yourself. I got a couple of commercials, and we'll get back into this topic, right? The topic tonight is we done switched it up. We was talking about that $30 billion that they giving away. I might as well just tell it right. They're giving it away to the Ukrainian government.
And I ain't start that war, you know. And Putin, I think he need to pay them that money. You know, he done tore they stuff up. I think they need to knock his block off or go do something to him and get him to switch up. You just letting that man just run stuff. So one man can put your hands behind your back and make you say please. One man can do that, right? And so that's kind of bad that the Russian government is taking over the Ukrainian government like that, and then we got to pay the bill. That's what really it irks me, man. It really irks me that is happening, and we allow that to happen. Like I said, we need to form a lot of brothers together. Go march on the state capitol. Let's get a million man march again, because we got to ask for something. They're not going to give us nothing. Y'all just voted. You know, vote these people in. Now you're going to sit back and watch what? I mean, you're listening to the Wise Words of One Gun Show on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to open up the phone lines right after this.
Hey, man, you got your fishing pole?
Got my fishing pole?
Yeah, man, we going fishing.
Man, I ain't going no fishing, man. I got this strap. These streets is hot.
Hey, man, you need to call Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence at 916-889-0105.
Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. It's brought to you by Wise Words of One Gone Show, and we can work it out in. Hooked on Fishing and Not on Violence is taking the guns out of our kids' hands and putting a rod and reel in them. We are located at 2251 Florin Road in South Sacramento. That's Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. Join the crew and save a kid. You know how we do.
Well, I'm going to have to get with Emo and somebody else, man. We're going to have to go in the studio because we done moved from Florin Road. We done moved on up like George and Weezy. We had 4625 44th Street at the Fruit Ridge Collaborative, man, room number 2. Come on out, man. We got the expungement jumping off on December 10th. Starting at 2 o'clock until we get all of our people seen by the lawyers and different people to talk to about how to get your felony expunged, right? And that's December 10th, right there at the Fruit Ridge Collaborative. It's 4625 44th Street, 95820, and we'll be in suite number 2. We're going to get back to the phone line, man, because we had a good topic going on. We had a lot of people talking about this and that. And so I'm going to go back to Gene for Real for one more question. Gene for Real.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard you say something about Shaq. I heard you say something about Michael Jordan and the money that they gained and how they would jump in. It's called a silo, right? That's when you you get a group and y'all go do what y'all going to do, right? You ain't worried about it over here, and you don't connect with those. And so that I was listening to that then. I was saying, well, so if they get the money and they go over there and jump in that silo and they don't pay the taxes, like you said, $60 million because they're billionaires, so $60 million a year, you know, that ain't supposed to be nothing to them. If you're a billionaire, it ain't supposed to be nothing to you because you got some more coming, right? But
right. They
escaped that, right? They escaped that like Donald Trump. He escaped that a lot.
Right.
Excuse me. A lot of the rich do, excuse me. A lot of the rich do, right? But what would happen if all them billionaires paid their taxes and really changed the way stuff is going right now in the world? Because, not in the world. Because I don't want them to forget home, taking care of the rest of the world, and you ain't took her home. Because every day I walk out my house, I live in a nice neighborhood, but we got homeless people that took over the neighborhood. And they got it looking like they got rats and roaches just running down the street now, you know, because they got so much stuff on the side of the road. And I'm just saying, how come all them rich people you keep saying that might go to that silo not to pay them taxes, why don't they do something to help the economy so we all can, you know, we ain't got to worry about too much thieving and stuff. Go ahead.
Because they don't give a damn.
And this is the sad part about it. Once we become educated and learn the game, well, see, I've already learned. I don't give a damn, right? Once the blacks collectively learn the game and don't give a damn and stop worrying about every motherfucking thing that the white man don't worry about, we'll be headed on up. But see, the black man, I tell all the time, how you gonna beat this motherfucking? You gonna come to his game with your motherfucking rules? Motherfucker, yeah, I mean, excuse the language. I'm cutting up, man. I'm telling them, you know, you can't come and change the game, you know, what they got going on, and so the black people they go at it wrong, man, and you can't tell them. You can't tell them. We need to restart and reorganize. You see, and get a focal point on what we're trying to do. But if you're talking about wealth. You know my theory of wealth is I believe that I'm Gene for real and that if I take care of me and all the Murrites and you one gun, you take care of all the one gunites and Mr. D take care of all the Dites. In other words, if everybody take care of theirs, then collectively we've done what we need to do. I can't but worrying about carrying the next one and – just in my eyesight, you follow what I'm saying? It seems to always not work. It seems it always fails. So I believe in doing like how the enemy does. If your enemy is whooping you 20 to 300 to 1, then and you refuse to copy him, something's wrong. See, I believe in copying the enemy.
I
believe
that,
in copying the enemy.
Hey, so watch this. Let me go deeper on the phone line, man. Hey, my big brother D, you there?
Yes, sir.
Now, you heard all this stuff, and you said a few things. Now, get in this discussion, man, because I need to hear from you as well. I hear what Gene for Real said. I heard what Uncle Johnny said. I heard what you said earlier. But it's a lot that's been put back on the table now, man.
Yes, sir, it has. But we go back to Trump, affected me. You said it helped you. The other brother said it didn't help him. But what it did for me is that it exposed racism in areas where I'd never seen it before. And it affected me directly because I'm transporting kids. And when I pull up into a school and I got a racist parents at a school that I've been servicing for 12 years and never experienced racism at, and all of a sudden, I got racism, it affects me, and it affects my kids. And if I got 85 kids on my bus, and at the door I got a racist person, it affects 85 kids, too.
Yes, sir.
And it bothered me. So I had to go about things a little bit differently. I had to approach my schools differently. I had to talk to parents. I had to talk to principals. I had to talk to teachers. And try to shield my kids from these experiences that were bad just so they can have a good day at school. So that's what it did to me. It didn't help me. It didn't hurt me, but it definitely affected me and my kids.
I like that. Yes, sir. Hey. So we got about 4 or 5 new callers in. This caller is 916-585. Who is this? Hello?
Oh, hello?
Hey.
Hey, it's Weedell.
Hey, Weedell, what's going on, Weedell?
Oh, man, I'm just sitting back listening to the show, watching Monday Night Football at the same time, but, yeah, I'm listening to everything going on. Caught my ear, so I said, let me call.
Let me hear something from you, Weedell. I know you went out fishing with us on Saturday. We had a good trip until we got to the bug zone.
Yeah.
Did you hear the show, though, man? Talk to me, man.
Yeah. So I was listening to what you guys been laying down. And, there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff that's not right, but it's a lot of stuff that we can make right, and that I know. Collectively, though, not like it's not just it's got to be a collective type of thing, because in order to grab the masses and get them on the same accord, just like you're saying, it's got to be some kind of move, like some kind of one mind, one step, everybody move together and make it happen, opposed to just sitting there and complaining all the time about what's not happening.
Yeah, I agree with you, man, because we as a people, we complain more than we do anything about it, right? It's one thing to be in conditions that we in, but to just cry about them all the time, I'm tired of that. I'm tired of marching, crying. It's time to put your vote to work and make your vote. You go ask. Y'all vote. So watch this. This is my first time not voting, and I'm going to stand on that, and I'm going to keep saying that so people can realize that I was hurt by them people saying they finna give away $30 billion again to the Ukrainian government. And I'm like, wait, again? Wait, that's a lot of money, man. You know how much money, you know, there's so much we can do right here in the hood, man. For one, is build a big old facility to put all these people off these streets in that facility. And it would be a camp. It would be just like when they put these people in them refugee camps and service them, you know, when the people coming from Ukraine, they stop them over there before they get all the way in here. At a camp, and they feed them. They got the nurse there. They got, you know, they ain't doing nothing else. Only thing they ain't gonna be able to do is get high. And so if that's the problem, I think they should, you know, really take them to another camp where they getting high at, and you keep them in there. You know, how to do. However they was hustling to get it, do whatever you got to do, but keep them off the streets, because what's happening on our streets. It's very all these new germs and stuff like that, man. People ain't really tripping, but man, have you noticed that the coronavirus all of a sudden disappeared? Ain't too many people getting it. They ain't talking about it, and then they're gonna surprise us again. But this is something that took over the world, and now all of a sudden you ain't gotta wear a mask, you ain't gotta think about it because they did what they wanted to do. They experimented with this, with whatever they was experimenting with, just to see how it would affect people. And now it done shut down a little bit, but it's still around. But it ain't. It was in every country all day long. They was talking about how many people was dying a day. They ain't doing that no more. So, and then they got the monkeypox. They had that though for a little scare, but they said, oh, this ain't gonna work like the other one.
Yeah.
This ain't gonna work like the other one.
Yeah.
So then they came with the respiratory, where people dying now, where they can't breathe. They helping. Just so much going on, man. These is the last day. My big mama was talking about. She said it's gonna be viruses and plagues that you ain't gonna know. It's just gonna be coming from nowhere, and this is what's happening. And so I'm just trying to get us ready, because we ain't got long, man. Hey, they said in 2045 that the black people would be extinct. Now, my sources, I ain't seen it, but I'm listening to a few people at another conversation, and I sat back, and then they brung out the research that they had, but I still couldn't find it. And I asked for to point me in the direction that says that in 2045 that black people will be extinct. And so I just start thinking to myself, well, shit, if these youngsters keep killing each other at the rate they're doing in every city, that could be a problem. And if they turn boys and the girls like they doing on every commercial, every station, they got a boy playing a girl, a boy kissing a boy, a girl holding a girl. Well, if that it might happen like that, yeah, because I see that. If you don't mate a man and a woman, you ain't gonna get no more children. And so if the young man keep killing the young man, and the young man keep killing the other young man in every city, That's going to knock us down. And so I can see that, but I just need to see it in writing so I can verify that and be able to say that standing up, right?
Yeah.
Hey, so man, I thank you for calling in, man. You know, I don't want to hold you up. I see Uncle Johnny. I'm going to get to him in a minute. But I'm going to open the line up for everybody right now. The ones I see, the ones that don't want to be up, I see you. So, Gene for Real, D, Uncle Johnny, Weedell, Paul, and Tracy. Y'all line is open if you want to say something right now. We all on right now. Okay, nobody wants to say nothing, so we're going to shut y'all's phone line down. Okay, well, go ahead, D.
I said, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. So, you know what, man? It's been a beautiful show. We got 28 minutes left in this thing, man. And, you know, it is a radio show. This is Blog Talk Radio. I'm DJ One Gun, man, and we do this whenever we feel like it, right? I used to do it every night, once in the night and once in the day for years. And this is, you know what? This is my 10th year on Blog Talk Radio. Give me a hand. 10 solid years I've been right here. November 15th, 2012 is when I started. I was listening to the J. King show, and how I got to that show is Joe Levy, who's a world-renowned singer, R&B singer, asked me to come on there with him to listen at Jay debut his new album, right? It was called A Guy Named Joe Levy, and the song was I Heart You, right? And it's still bad. If you ain't heard it, go to YouTube and see it. I Heart You by Joe Levy. But anyway, so I seen how they was doing this radio stuff, and, you know, I've been in radio before, and I had took a long lapse in it, right? And so when I seen how easy this is, right, I said, oh, I could be blind and run this. Oops, my bad. We're going to get to this music because I need all my people with me. I mean all.
People.
understand me. It is the Wise Words of One Gun Show on Block Talk Radio, man, and I thank y'all for your hustling with me, man, because you could be anywhere else. Hey, the numbers to call is 515-605-9861. That's 515-605-9861. It's the Wise Words of One Gun Show on Blog Talk Radio. And so, man, it's been good talking to y'all, man. It's been good being on tonight, man. You know, I got to unleash some of the things that was on my mind and listen to some good conversation. We'll be doing this probably every Monday. I'm not going to do every night because I got other things going on in the week, and I ain't cutting nothing short that I'm already doing, but I add Monday night music mix. Well, we'll have the 916 mix with Joe Levy and a bunch of local artists, man, and I got some good music that should be on the radio, really. These artists are really tight, and so we're gonna put a 916 mix in on next Monday. We'll be doing Monday shows right here. Anyway, somebody just called in and said One Gone. I said, what? They said One Gone. I said, damn it, what? So One Gone, man, you know it's the Christmas holiday, man. You know, we just got through done doing the turkey. Hey man, go on, throw something on for Christmas, man. I told that joke, I say, look, yeah, I don't do the Christmas thing. I don't do the holidays. I don't do all that. And, hey, I ain't knocking you if you do, but I don't do that. And so never had. When I was a kid, my daddy died when I was 9. I ain't seen no Christmas. And I ain't seen no Easter Bunny, no suits on Sundays, nothing. And so they taught me early that that's a game because, you know, if your daddy ain't there or your peoples ain't there to buy you gifts and do what Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny and all the rest of them jokers, you ain't had no money, you ain't had nothing. So, because I used to see people with big stuff, you know, when I was a kid. And I said, well, why they got that and I ain't got that? And it's Christmas. Christmas for everybody, ain't it? Well, I'm going to give y'all wish.
Twas the night before Christmas. And all through the
hold it now, wait, hold it, that's played out. Hit it!
Don't you give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was alive. Cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Gonna shake it, gonna bake it, gonna make it good. Gonna rock, shock, rock it through your neighborhood. Gonna read, gonna sing it till it's understood. My rap's about to happen like a knee you been slapping, or a toe you been tapping on a hunk of wood. Bought a red suit of two with a friendly attitude and a slave full of goodies for the fever on the block. Got a long white beard, maybe look kinda weird, and if you ever see him, he can give you quite a shock. Now people, let me tell you about last year when the dude came flying over here. Well, the home was out, snow was on the ground. Folks stayed in, 2 party down. The beat was thumping on the box, and I was dancing in my socks. And the drummer played at a solid pace, and the taste of the bass was in my face. And the guitar player laid down a heavy layer of the funky chunky rhythm of the disco beat. And the guy with the 88 started to participate, and I could sure appreciate the sound so sweet. We were all in the mood, so we had a little food and a joke and a smoke and a little bit of wine. When I thought I heard a hoop on the top of the roof, could it be it wasn't me? I was feeling super fine, so I went to the attic where I thought I heard the static on the chance that the fans put the body breaking in. Put the noise on the top with the reindeer top, just a trick, say kick, and I let the sucker in. Holy moly, you got a lot of wishes on your chinny chin chin. He allowed, he was proud of the hairy little crowd on the porch of the store where the skin should have been. Get school for a fool, going out every year for a day on the plane when the cold was low. So the beard may be weird, but I'll never have a cheer, cause it's warm in the storm when it's 10 below. I said, yo, God, it's cold tonight, but can you stop for a drop before you go? He said, why not? If the music high and our chance to dance beneath the mistletoe. So he went downstairs and forgot his scare, and he rocked his spot and danced like a pro. And every young girl tried to rock his world, but he booked the Yogi Yogi till he had to go. And before he went, this fine old gent bought a gift with a slip to his big red bag. In the top or the bottom, he reached in and got toys for the boys for the girl's glad rag. And a grown-up got some presents too, a new TV and a stereo. A new DeVille bought him to do with the sky, the best that money couldn't buy. Cause money could never ever buy the feeling, the one that comes from not concealing the way you feel about your friends. And this is how the story ends. The dude ran back at the bowl up north where everything is cold. But if he were right here tonight, he'd say, Merry Christmas. And to all, a good night.
Well, I'm terribly sorry. I don't know what you mean. What did you say your name was?
I see that it's not clear for you, good buddy, to clean out your ears. Isn't very close what I pop for a game. Cause my name in the Hall of Fame. The K-U-R, the T-I-S, the first is the best, I must confess. The B-L-O and the W. I make you wanna catch the Boogaloo crew. Now if your name is Annie, get a folk to Fanny. If your name is Ty, get off your backside. If your name is Steve, you don't need a seat. Cause I'm Curtis Blow and I'm on the go. I'm rocking to the limbs in stereo. Now just hold your hands in the air and rave on like you just don't care. If you're ready like Freddy to rock, we'll steady. Somebody say, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, young ladies, all the ladies in the house say, ow. And you don't stop. Come on, come on, come on. Let me see you rock. I get down. Stop messing around when Curtis Blow is in your town. I'm Curtis Blow on the microphone. I play tall, tall, look, what's my home? I was rocking one day. To shake, and so to me, I like a earthquake. I packed my bag, I said goodbye, I kissed my woman and I started to fly. I came to earth by a meteorite to rock you all on the mic. So just kick off your shoes, let your fingers pop. The Curtis Blow is about ready to rock. Now the people in the back, if you're not the wax, say the people in the front, if you want to bump, say the people in the middle, if you want to wiggle, say. The people on the side, if you wanna slide, say. Not a preacher or a teacher or an electrician, a fighter or a writer or a politician, the man with the key to your ignition. Curtis Lowe is competition. Young ladies, shock the house. That's a young lady, shock the house. Now just throw your hands in the air and wave it like you just don't care. If y'all really ready, rock the house this morning. Somebody say, oh yeah.
I'm a mama's boy. My mama took care of me and my sisters. She raised us the right way. She took care of us. She ain't put bring no strange men in the house. You know what I'm saying? We knew their names. She introduced them. This is your Uncle Larry. I said, you know, I'd be like, I thought you only had three brothers. Shut up. It's your...
My family as well. Wish they wouldn't work.
if I can't make it home in time. I know you'll be keeping my spirits bright by wearing my name and trying to stop this fight. Oh, but I'd give anything to see you and the family and that little Christmas tree.
Santa Claus, I like the bells in that. I like the bells so much in that song, I'm going to rock the bells. How about that?
LL Cool J is hot as hell. Battle anybody, I don't care. You battle, I excel. They all fail. Gonna cocktail double L, my
DJ's name, Cut Creator.
Well, no, what do you know?
we out this piece. I'll talk to y'all most later. Peace.